Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited. I have about, right now, 800 individuals and counting. Please be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the Afrida Love Show is on tonight. And so I appreciate my family and my friends and my guests and those who are passing by. I appreciate the countries, the nations, United States. We have Bangladesh. We have Kenya. We have many different cities and states who are represented. Thank you so much. I will post you on my Facebook page at the completion of this minute. We're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask, will something be said or done on this ministry that will edify and glorify you? We ask that everything that we say and do be acceptable in your sight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. We thank you for the doors that are open. We thank you for the doors that are closed. We thank you for the people who are at it. We thank you for the people who are subtracted. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and every person's lives. And we pray for those who are in mourning. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you restore our world? Would you help us to understand who you are and help us to become better people? And to help us to continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We thank you for the many blessings, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything that you've done, the things you're going to do. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us to focus on your word. We thank you for each graduate. We thank you for their parents, their grandparents, their aunties, their uncles. We thank you for everything that you're doing. And we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you rebuke anything of Satan, Lord, and would you help us to focus on thee because you have been good to us. As we're praying right now, Lord, I see many doors that are open. I see people who are dispersing, Lord Jesus, into different positions and different prospects, the good and the bad, and I see the good that's overpowering the bad. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victories. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what's to come. And we ask that you continue to bless us to serve in whatever capacity and to do your holy will. And we ask that this ministry be able not only to one or two people, but multitudes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. So excited and delighted once again that you have joined this particular ministry, this show. I'm going to start by the announcements, and then we're going to talk about some real-life experiences. How about that? All right. And Aunt Clara told me to give her a shout-out. Hey, Aunt Clara, how you doing? All right. So I want you to go ahead and get out your calendars, and as I said before, we're going to promote this event pretty soon, but this is the Youth Leadership Corporation of Texas. This is free admission. Yours truly, the founder. The guiding principles for this particular conference is scholarship, leadership, self-esteem, and community. The age groups is 5 through 18. The meeting will be one time per month, but although it's one time per month, I want you to attend if you're a youth. It's very important. We have so many things that are happening, and it's very important that you attend as many meetings as possible. The activities is a workshop. Then we have sport competitions, then community. If you want to contact me, my number is 254-744-1626, 254-744-1626, or you can email me at alfredaemona@gmail.com. Okay. The place will be the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, 915 LaSalle Avenue, Waco, Texas. The time is from 9 to 12. And so I really encourage parents to bring your youth out to this event. First of all, it's free. But we have guiding principles, scholarship, leadership, self-esteem, and community. And the gist of this program is to enhance and teach students how to remain within the boundaries. It's a safety issue. It's a conflict resolution. It's a grit. It's understanding life. Life is very fragile, and you have to be able to think and communicate. Communication is the key. Many people, they become upset, and instead of communicating, they resort to other means, especially the youth, because they haven't learned that communication piece. And many people think that communication is a dialogue, or communication is being able to say words. No, communication is to be able to express your beliefs. I also say feelings, although feelings, you know, when we're speaking about different subjects, feelings, you have to lay those aside, and you just have to come with it. And so guiding principles of communication is important, okay? And so I really urge parents, if you have students 5 to 18, in the Central Texas area or any place, we're going to have it on Zoom as well, please be sure to allow them to attend this free conference at least once or twice. Please be sure to do that. We have other events that are coming up that I told you guys about. It's so many of you that I only invited like two to that event because it's so many. And but we're going to record it, and so I'll be able to show you what I spoke about. And it's for the school, and many of you were asking, you know, about attending, but it's so many, and I believe that there is a quota probably. So my parents are coming. And so they're going to video it. So that's that. And it's also another event that I will tell you about as soon as we receive the flyers and things of that nature. I will invite a few more of you, okay? So those are the big ticket events that we have that's coming up. Of course, we have the radio show. You know, if you're a gospel artist, writer, actor, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email me at alfredaemonya@gmail.com. I've already had a couple of authors who have emailed me, and so I will get back with you on tonight and give you the link so that you can explore this particular nationwide ministry and interview with me. I would love to have you because this is a national radio station. Okay? All right. So let's get back into real life. So I was telling you guys about a situation within the school, and we were talking about ineffective leadership. We were talking about breaking confidentiality. We were talking about the lawyer, Shelley Crow, with the Jim Roth law firm, writing letters, putting fraudulent information on legal documents. I spoke about that. Then we spoke about all of these individuals, such as Ernest Pugh, who is a singer, but he is paying people, have no clue how he's connected. He's just, I guess he needs fans. We said that. Then you had Bernice King, who wrote a letter. She's just jumping on the bandwagon. She has no clue what she's talking about either. But in other words, these are my civil rights. And so there's a gentleman named Mr. Brian Burns, and basically he's a superintendent's cousin. And with this, first of all, I'm not sure how he's involved. As I said before, this is my property. My car is my property. And second of all, if there is a situation or problem, I've made myself available. You know, I've, for instance, meetings, I've even sent him a personal invite because, first of all, his information that he's giving individuals is a lie, you know. And second of all, he's basically doing some childish things by calling different organizations, different groups, and also calling people. But he'll call them, but he won't call me. And he has my number. Also, I wrote a letter, and he'll call people. That's what I, or he'll get someone. For instance, he has two sisters. He has Regina Buckner and Cherry Jean Stevens that he's been paying for years to, I guess, to make himself feel good. I thought about this psychologically, to make himself feel good because he knows the truth. He can read just like I did, the text messages. He knows the truth, and in order to save face, in order to I guess, feel good, then he has to pay people. And Ernest Pugh is, he's part of it. So he gets a thrill out of paying people. Or he'll call different school districts, like when I was applying for, in the past, when I was applying for different positions, he would call, or he would have his, he would pay, he says the two sisters, he would pay Regina Buckner, he'd pay Sherry Jean Stevens or somebody random to either write or call, paying all these people, and at the end of the day, you know, like I know, reality. That's all I'm going to say. This is, keep it professional. But when you have individuals like that who is in denial of the truth, then first of all, you have to pray for them, and you have to pray for your maturity, because I have a lot of grit. And so his purpose was that I was going to be all down and depressed, and I was going to be crying. No, sir, I'm not, because you know the truth like I do. You read those text messages. Nobody's crying. Nobody's sad. And so for some reason, he was like stalking. This guy is like stalking for real. Like the people that he has, Dr. Shields' people, this is the one, once again, ineffective leadership. These people, they're like stalking. They'll like call, seriously, they'll like call different school districts or my guest. For instance, here's another thing. My guest on the show, like he called my last guest on the show, and he paid. Ernest Pugh and Brian Burns paid Jerry, right, to basically argue a minute point that he thinks, right, all I'm going to say is that he thinks, which is a lie. And so it's funny because this guy, he spends his whole life, like I don't think he works or anything, but he spends his whole life paying people to try to sabotage my career, but I serve a God that's way bigger than him, and God is constantly blessing me. He can call whoever he wants to, because whatever is meant, you're going to get it. Whatever is meant for you, and that's the whole point. Whatever is meant for you, you're going to get it. He's saying that he's calling administrator, the administrator that's over me. He's saying he's calling him. He's arguing. He's saying that he's speaking to many different administrators and teachers. That's not going to get me down at all, because I serve a bigger God, and this is just of the devil. It's wicked, and that's why I said with these individuals, I will never work there, you know. But I do know that what he's engaging in is not safe. I do know that, and I do know that those particular things will catch up with you, right? And nothing good comes from evil works. Or he'll say, the boys, he's talking about my sister's kids, the boys are arguing or trying to block. No, nobody's blocking anything. First of all, y'all didn't tell me. That's number one. So nobody's blocking anything, because whatever God wants to happen is going to happen. Because if you were able, if Brian was able, or if Ernest Pugh or Bernice or all these other people, Regina, Cherry Jean Stevens, all these other people, if they were really able to block, then everyone would be alive, right? You could save people, keep people from perishing, you know? So, no, you're not blocking. What you're doing is stealing, and it's going to catch up with you, because you're going to lose more than what you're taking. And if you're wondering, or if you're thinking that I'm in want, I'm not, because God has filled my cup. He's going to continue to fill my cup. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And so I don't have to beg people. I don't have to pay people. I don't have to get up every morning and lie and pay people to feel good. When I get up in the morning, God bless me to wake up. I'm happy to see another day, and I know that God is going to bless me. So I don't have to buy friendship. I don't have to pay anyone for anything. It's genuine, right, to make myself feel good. I actually work, you know, and I don't live my life like that. And so it baffles me, first of all, like I told you, family, these people never told me. And this has been probably going over 5 years. Now, you know the systems are broken. And none of these people, they don't want to be in the same room with me. Seriously, they don't. Because I'm going to give it to them just like it is, the truth and nothing but the truth. And I believe they think that I'm in want because they're stealing, or because the superintendent, the lawyer, and all of those individuals are allowing this to happen. Because in the real world, you know, people would be put in jail, right? Because it's harassment. This guy, like I said, he doesn't work, but full time, he'll call. He's called every guest. I'm going to have a guest come on probably in 2 weeks. Matter of fact, tomorrow, I'm going to have a guest. This guy, seriously, he stalks. He, Ernest Pugh, these other people, like he'll pay people or something like that. I don't know, What's Up app or whatever it is. I don't even have those apps because I don't pay people. But this is what he does full time. He pays people full time. No, I'm not kidding. He stalks, and you would think that Ernest Pugh and you would think that Bernie King has something better to do. They don't. I guess business is slow. I'm serious. It's weird. And I'm like, these people are weird. I mean, this guy, every day, all day, right? Every day, all day, and God is still blessing every day, all day. You might be stealing, and you might get away with it for a few years, but it's going to catch up with you, and nothing good is going to come. And guess what? These people have kids, too. And so just because it don't come to you, it may fall on your kids, it may fall on anyone. And so they're like, I guess he's really hype, right? Because he's like, I have all these people, I'm paying all these people, or I'm calling the guest. He'll call a guest like he called Jerry. He'll call a guest or something, and that makes him feel good. And you have those type of people with psychological malfunctions, because I couldn't imagine waking up every morning having to pay for something that is very much so, something that is very much so a fallacy. You know, I couldn't imagine just to help me feel better. And you know deep down in your heart the truth, right? And the truth, because you know the truth, then you have to pay people to turn it, the truth, to a lie. I couldn't imagine waking up like that. So what am I saying to you? You're going to have people like Brian Burns, Ernest Pugh. These people are jealous people, number one, right? Number two, they have nothing better to do. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Now, seriously, you would actually think that Ernest Pugh, you would think he's working on his career. You would think that he had something better to do. No. Like, he's paying people for real. And I do feel special. I do feel important, because if not, he wouldn't have huddled up all these people to pay. So there has to be something valuable about me. But it's just the only thing, and you're going to have this in life. I'm speaking to the youth. I'm speaking to the adults. You're going to have, you guys call them haters. I call them jealous people, jealous-hearted people. They're jealous of you. They're jealous of something you have. Because if they're not, or if they wasn't, there's no way in the world they would be calling school districts, no way in the world they would be calling individuals, guests. There is no way. And then on top of that, you know, these people, I don't know who's told them this. This is your family. Those people aren't my family. I have plenty family. I have plenty friends. Those are my associates. Those are people I may know, but family, no. Those people aren't my family. And thinking that you're paying people and thinking that people are going against me, these people don't pay anything I have. These people don't take care of me. So I don't care about that. But what concerns me is calling different entities. So that's why I'm getting the word out. That's really why I'm on here, getting the word out to many different entities, because he's childish. Calling people. He spends his whole life. He's been spending for the past 5 years. He wakes up every morning, all day, every day. He doesn't work, you know, none of that. But idle mind is a devil's workshop. So he does this all day looking for people to pay. But in actuality, he knows the truth. And he knows that if we were to go to court or have a meeting, he already knows the outcome. He already knows, and he already knows that he's going to be told the truth. But he has to pay people. They're avoiding meeting. Shelley Crow, just to give you an update, she wrote a letter to the court saying we're paying and all this stuff because she don't want to meet. I'm not afraid to meet any of these people because I'm going to come with the truth and nothing but the truth. But I want to get the word out there that, first of all, you know, Whitney Houston said something very instrumental. She said, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. And so for some reason, he has in his mind, Ryan Burns has in his mind, and maybe other people, I don't know, that if you get a group of people against someone, then they're going to have anxiety, they're going to be depressed, they're going to, nah, not me. I'm different. I'm from a different cut. I could be by myself all day long. I could go to Vegas by myself all day long. Right? As long as I have Jesus, that's enough. So basically what they're doing, that's not bothering me. It's just a simple fact that you will call guests such as Jerry, or you will call schools, right, such as Richardson. I mean, they've called every, like, they've called every school for real. Like, they don't have anything to do with it. They're just jealous. Like, you'll call a school, but you won't talk to me at all, at all. And then you will pay. Tells me I'm valuable. It really boosts my self-esteem. I have self-esteem. And you have to have self-esteem. If you don't have self-esteem, actions like this, you know, we hear about those little babies. They don't have time to be trained on how to obtain grit, how to obtain stamina, how to be strong. They're not trained like that. And so you hear about these babies, and I call them babies, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds who commit suicide because no one's their friend, or because they feel alone, or because someone's talking about them. No. Part of this training, we're going to teach you your value. Once you understand your value, people like Brian Burns, Ernest Pugh, Bernice King, Sharon Shields, Todd Gooden, Shelley Crow, Alfred Walker, Tiffany Walker, those type people, they don't even faze you. They don't, because there's other people who are waiting in line who would love to learn from you and who you could learn from. And so you don't have to spend your time on these people. Right? And the only reason why I am spending time right now is to get the word out, because these people know the truth. Brian Burns knows the truth. He can read. He read the text message just like I did. And he knows my answer, and he knows the other person's answer. No doubt in my mind. But in order to save face, you have to lie and pay people. Now, this has been going on for years, so you could imagine his life, right? I don't know if I could do that. That's a miserable life. And so the only reason why I'm, like, speaking nationally is because of broken systems and because of the stalking. Like, these people really stalk. Like, they really do. Like, they are, like, really, Brian Burns is a stalker. And if this was another state or city, press charges. Because Texas, like I said, Texas is laxed. Shelley Crow, stalker. I mean, that whole, I call it Sharon Shields group, stalkers, seriously. Calling schools, calling people, they just stalk, seriously. And so when you have those type people, now, if you in Texas, you're going to have to just make it national. We're going to have to, you have to have a platform if you in Texas. Now, if you're in another state, maybe they'll do something about it. But Texas is very lax because the things that these people are doing, it's a crime. You know, no one should have to get on national radio and announce that a crime is going on. People are stalking. I mean, seriously, these people have nothing better to do than to stalk all day. This guy probably 24/7, that's what he does. That's how he makes his living, by lying, fraud, and stealing. That's how he makes his living. And so I'm getting the word out, but the thing about it is when you have a relationship with God, God still opens doors. There are people still calling me, asking me for workshops. There are people still calling me for award ceremonies, you know. And these people, such as Brian Burns, Ernest Pugh, all these people, they are callable. You know, they'll call a guest. Seriously, nothing better to do. They don't have a life at all. Now, these people actually have kids and things like that, but they would rather spend their time thinking or doing something that they think is against me. And it, right now, and forevermore, it's not going to faze me because I already know, right, how to, in other words, fade those people out, right? I'm just getting on this radio show to help others and to help myself as far as getting the word out. That's it. But you will have individuals. Item Mind is a devil's workshop. You will have individuals from sun up to sundown, such as Brian Burns, Ernest Pugh, who you are that important, you are that powerful, that they will spend their whole day for years doing this. Money is the motivation, but they'll never get ahead in life. They'll begin losing things. Because if they were really rich, they wouldn't have to seek donations. They wouldn't have to get paid. And another thing, for some reason, so Brian Burns, what did they tell you? For instance, the nephew's paying. He all happy and stuff. Well, in looking at that, be paying them, but they have to keep coming back to you. And so basically, you may be paying them, but all of y'all are stealing. And so you think you're blocking me. You're actually blocking your own blessings, not mine, because when God gets ready for me to reap, it's going to happen. I'm still eating. I'm still enjoying the pleasures of life. I'm still serving God. I'm still happy, and I'm going to continue to be happy. And I'm still doing well. And I'm going to continue to do well. Because why? Because I have God. None of you are God. You continuously say, I'm blocking. You're not. When God gets ready, God's going to allow it to happen. And all that time that you think you're blocking, God is still blessing me. Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Never. God always supplies my needs and give me abundance where I can help someone else. And you said, she already have, you're right. And I continue to bless. And what you think you're blocking, whatever God want me to have, I'm going to get it because you're not God. You can't even save your own self. How do you think you can block something that God has? None of you are. You're not God. I'm not God either. You know? And thinking that you have all these people, you're paying them. They're getting paid. And if you have to pay and buy friendship, I don't know. And saying that those people are kin to me, they're not kin to me. None of those people are. And I'm going to tell you that straight up. And if someone you think someone's sad or you think that my happiness is predicated on Dr. Shields, people stealing and fraud and ghetto-ness, it's not. It's not. Every day I wake up, I'm happy to see another day. And every day I'm thinking about I'm going to protect my career. That's it. The rest of the stuff, calling people, what's meant is going to happen. Some people may be weak over money. I'm not. Money don't excite me. I'm used to it. Millionaires don't excite me because guess what? They have to live and they have to die. So that doesn't excite me. So if you get a thrill out of waking up every morning lying and paying people, then that's on you. But I'm getting the word out. My job is not to dwell on what you're doing because I have a life to live. I don't know about you. And God forbid that when I get 90 years old, I die thinking about somebody who is in denial and have to pay people. I'm not doing that. I don't buy friendship, never have, never will. Simple. And nope, nobody's depressed, nobody's lonely. No, happy, very happy, just concerned because I need to get the word out. That's it. So when you have people who are in denial and you have people who have to get other people in order to feel strong, then you realize and you recognize that there's something to you. There's something about you. You are valuable because there's no way in the world. Now, think about this. I was thinking about this. A school district, they would allow a, he's not really a celebrity, but someone of his status to sponsor, seek sponsorships to try to protest or block a job and money. You have to be valuable. You have to be somebody. Millionaires who have spent their time because of me, because they want to, their mission is to block or stop. But God spoke. He said, no one is blocking you. No one is stopping you. Whatever is meant for you, you're going to get it. If these people were actually able to block or stop, some people would still be alive. And so it's ignorance to think that you can stop God's blessing. That is very ignorant. And it's ignorant of me to even think that. You know, I'm like, this is how it's supposed to be. You know, and these people are trying to block a job, trying to block money. God said, nobody's blocking anything. If a man thinking himself to be something and he's nothing, he deceived himself. But let every man prove his own work. Right? Nobody's blocking me. First of all, you didn't tell me. So how you going to block something you never told a person? And you won't even meet in the same room because you already know. So nobody's blocking. God is preparing for something greater. And God says, I will repay. God's going to repay me, and he's going to repay them. How he's going to repay us, I don't know. But I have to remind you that these people are not God. And worshiping money, that's what they're doing. They're worshiping money. Worshiping money and not worshiping God, you're always going to come up short because you're not supposed to worship money. You're supposed to worship God. Money excites these people. That's why they're lying and making up things. That's why he has to recruit and pay people because he knows that people like money. That's just human nature. Well, it's a difference between liking money and there's a difference between worshiping. You know, it's kind of like prostituting money. You'll do anything to get money. You know, he said, he gave an example. He said, your nephew's coming tomorrow. People will do anything to get money. God said, nobody's blocking you. I'm still blessing you. I'm still opening doors for you. I still have opportunities for you. Who's blocking you? None of these people is God. None of their names are God. So how is it that people are blocking you? He said, you have a group of people who are dealing in evil works, and they feel like they're winning. He said, but these people are not blocking you. These people have no control over you. And so my job, like God spoke, he says, you give the good news, which means that none of these people are God. When God get ready to take any of us, we can't block it. I would love to live to be 150. God says 120. God says nobody is blocking anything. Some of these people who are, and God showed me this, seriously, and I'm trying to encourage you and let you know that no one has control over you but God. Some of these people who he's paying, Brian's paying, I was about to say the devil worshipers, Ernest Pugh and all these people are paying, they've lost things. Not only have they lost things, but they've lost people. God said there's a time and a place. You know, all of us are going to leave here. He said, but the loss is way greater than what these people are taking. And so thinking that someone is blocking you is nothing but the devil, because the devil feels like we don't need God. We're going to take God out of the equation, and we're going to put people in the equation, and people are over the earth, and that's not true, because if people was over the earth, many people would still be alive today. This right here, what Brian has going on, is nothing but evil workers of iniquity who will be cast down. That's all they are, evil workers of iniquity. Nobody's blocking. Nobody can stop God. These people are no powerful than God. I don't care how much evil, how much underhandedness, how much darkness, how much money, because when we all leave here, we're not going to be able to take none of that with us. You can pay people all you want to, but you can't pay your way into heaven. When God get ready for you to go, when he get ready for me to go, we going. We're not blocking anything. And so I want to make it very clear, and this is to the youth too, and I know that some people, they're not up to that level yet where they feel like they have a relationship with God, but you need to get one because you'll understand it. And when God was opening doors for me, God said, now who is blocking? You know, those people, Dr. Shields' people, are workers of iniquity, including her, because you're allowing this to happen. Workers of iniquity, none of these people can stop what I'm going to do for you. They can call who they want to, because the people that God want me to be connected with, I will be connected with them. The people God do not want me to be connected with, I will not be connected with them. It's God's will. Period. He can call who he want to call. God said that's not something that you need to think about. You don't have to call every person and say there is someone who's going to call you and say, no. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. And so if these people are really of God, and Brian call or Ernest call or you say Gina call or her sister call, then they're not going to entertain it. But if they wasn't workers, they're not of God anyways, then they're going to entertain it. And that's the difference. So worried about if someone's blocking you or worried about if someone's calling people, that's not our worry. Because we're going to live a prosperous life. These people are miserable. They come from broken relationships, divorces, God is speaking. They come from insecurity. They come from a jealous spirit. They come from unsuccessful music businesses. They come from unsuccessful relationships. They come from loneliness. They come from depression. They come from suicidal thoughts. They come from wayward children. They come from drug abuse. They come from alcohol abuse. They come from addiction. He said, these people are all workers of iniquity. He said, and because there are many multitudes, he said, they think that their work is greater than God. And God is beginning to break the yokes and show people, including myself, that he's still in control. He says there is no evil multitude, he calls it a whirlwind, that can succumb or overpass the power that God has. If I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. People have to have multiple people because they are weak, because they want to appear to be popular. They want to appear to be peer, to be smart. They want to appear to be in control. But in actuality, when God gets ready to move, he said, whether I move on the people or I move on the youth or I move in situations or I move in the building, I'm still in control. If God want a tornado to hit right now, it will. So when we say that this play era, this play thing, God said it is play. It's fake. He said no one is blocking anything. He said that's false information appearing real. And God had to really reveal that to me. He said nobody is blocking anything. He says, what I want you to have, you're going to have it. That's what God revealed. And he says, and anyone who is stealing or working in iniquity and think they're something when they're nothing, they're deceiving themselves. Because God is going to finally say, that's enough. And he says, when I take away, it's a huge loss. And when I give, it's a huge gain. And so, seriously, even speaking with you, when God revealed that, he says no one is blocking anything. No one can destroy what I have created. I've created a good work in you, and I'm speaking about you. When God say me, I'm speaking about you as well. He's created a great work, a perfect work. And he said none of these people, and I knew that, are God. So God posed a question to me. And I'm not kidding. This is prophetic. I want you to listen to it. This is not anything to play with. I'm very serious because I want to pose a question to you. If you have a mindset that people can control your career, people can control you, that includes marriages, that includes careers. You know, the Bible says be submissive. I don't want you to mess that up. But I'm saying control in a negative way. If you think that Sheryl Crow, if you think Brian Burns, if you think that Sharon Shields, if you think that Todd Gooden and all these people can control your career and block you from what I have, you better think again. Because if these people had the power, this is God, that I have, and I'm speaking about God, he said no one would perish. And by your mindset of thinking that these people, these workers of iniquity, have any power that is greater than your Father in heaven, you are sadly mistaken. They don't. He can pay a million people. God says, who is the one who provides? When God gets ready to take it away, he'll take it away. And God says, no one is blocking anything. Because God holds life and he holds death. He holds prosperity and he holds poverty. He holds your career and he holds those who are unemployed. He is in control. That is the whole purpose. He can have a multitude of people and God says, what did you learn? If I am for you, I'm more than the world against you. He thinks, oh, I have people she knows, her friends. She's going to be sad and depressed. You're sadly mistaken. I have Jesus Christ. And I have plenty of family and plenty of genuine friends. No one's going to be depressed. No one's going to have anxiety. No one's going to be sad. My happiness is not predicated on any of this foolishness. She said, no, I'm not. And saying that David and his sisters, I'm telling you, they're not. And I'm not going to say why, but I'm just telling you, they're not. And making up things and trying to keep lies going and trying to stir up mess, it's not going to happen on my end because God has already revealed that you guys aren't in control. You can call whoever you want to. And if they accept that or reject it, that's on them. But God has already predestined my connections. He's ordered my steps. God has already covered my career. He's already covered those who are in my family that's in my corner, which this family, which my real family, we all stick together. And so whatever you're doing, I'm talking to Brian Burns and Ernest Pugh and all these people, you're working with iniquity. I have no idea or no control over that and don't want any control over it because it's not of God. And if you think by chance that you can stop or prevent anything dealing with me, you're sadly mistaken. God has already provided the message. He says, if you are God, save yourself. That includes life. That includes death. That includes protecting your children. That includes protecting your home. That includes protecting your finances. That includes protecting yourself. Save yourself if you are Jesus Christ. And when God asked me that question, family and friends, I thought about it. And I said, how foolish of me to think that any of these individuals who are workers of iniquity could block or prevent the blessings that God has given. And God says, all throughout these years, the blessings that I bless you with, not only materialistic things, but health-wise, but relationships as you traveled, going to school back and forth, and you think for 1 minute that these people have control and can block, he says, this is of the devil. That's a devil mindset. Because now you're saying that you're worshiping these people. I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. Your actions. Because you feel like that someone's blocking you. No one's blocking anything. because when God gets ready, it's going to happen. He said you don't have to announce to people that there are satanic people who are calling, or there's people who are making up things. He says as long as you've got it okay with me, which means God, he said you're fine. These are people who are all sinners that need to be saved by the grace of God. None of these people are perfect. And we don't live in a perfect world. And so to think that this dude get up every day, every morning, right, miserable, having to pay people because he's in denial, he's not living at all. These are dead people, people with dead spirits. And getting the message out is good, but I want to tell you, and that goes for you too, no one has control over your life, over you, over your career, but God. And that's why I tell you when you go out, and I know that some of you get tired of that churchy stuff, you know, your grandparents sometimes, or your parents, it depends on, you know, what they believe in, who they believe in. They tell you, you know, I'm going to pray over you, I'm going to cover you, you know. I'm telling the youth, you really have to have a relationship with God, because there are some people out there that they may be jealous. They may do evil things like this that really may get under your skin. But you don't want to do anything that's going to mess up your career, mess up your life, mess you up. You want to be able to communicate, and that's why it's so important to attend this conference. And one of the things that I can tell you in this situation is people don't know when to quit. And that's what happens to our youth sometimes. You know, people don't know when to walk away, when to quit, and then they end up in a tragedy. And so these people have been at it for 4 years, right? Care less about their lives. They could care less about God. They could care less about anything. And so they live a very careless life. And when you live a very careless life, your life becomes fragile. When you live a careless life, you don't take regardless of what God has warned you about. You could care less. And that's when God says he's in control. When God has enough, or he's had enough, God knows how to slow us down. And so, you know, I'm just letting you know, no one has control over your life but God. God give it, God take it away. No one can block what God has for you. That is of the devil, and it's a lie. And if you believe that, then you're going to be also a work of iniquity, because you're basically saying that there is no God and that I don't trust God, I don't believe God. And so, therefore, these people are God, and they're not, because you said that they're blocking, but they're not God. These people aren't God. These people can't even save their own selves, because when God gets ready for us, he's going to take us, period. But I'm going to tell you this. I wouldn't live my life. And God says, you know, you have a whole successful life ahead of you, family, kids, career, you know, all of that. I wouldn't spend my time with workers of iniquity, because they live a very careless life. They have put themselves, God speaking, they have put themselves above God. And that is very hard to do. Because when you think that you're God and you put yourself above God and you begin to worship money, then your life becomes very fragile. And you want to live a very healthy and prosperous life. So you always put God first. God says, I will protect you. I will be with you. You are never alone. He says, although there are a multitude of people, I am with you. Why? Because you are my child. You believe in me. And so, you know, I was very much encouraged, and I was very much just excited to hear that revelation. God says none of these people can block anything that he has. Not one. And to think that is basically defying or denying God. He said, you know, to think that anyone's blocking anything, you are denying me. You're saying there is no God. You're saying that these people have taken my place. And so I don't have to make an announcement. I don't have to tell people that they're workers of iniquity and someone's going to call you. And I don't have to do that. God already spoke that. He said, I don't have to do that. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. All of the people who are entertaining this foolishness, he said, they're not my sheep. He said, they can go to church all they want to, but if you are working iniquity, it's in vain. You might, it's like you're not going. He said, so on your path, he said, you do what's right and turn from wicked people, which means do not entertain them. And I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to meet with these people. I wanted to take these people to court, you know, because it's, it, you know, I'm the type of person, it's wrong to steal and then lie and then be in leadership and all of this. God says, I will repay. Not only am I going to repay you, but I'm going to repay them. Your job to wake up and live your life every day entertaining foolishness. You connect with people, right? You think on the good things. You continue to do well. Indulging in foolishness and workers of iniquity, you're not living. You're living a very fragile life. And so from now, from this point on, right, from this point on, none of these people are blocking anything. Do I think or do I know that they're stealing? Yeah, I know that. God already said he's going to repay, so why would I go behind God and reiterate something? Why would I do that? I'm not doing that. God already said I'm going to repay you, and I'm going to repay them, whatever that means, and that's how God left it. And saying that people are blocking and things like that, they're not. Because if they were, if they had that power to do so, they would save their own selves. They would save their children. They would save their finances. They would save their jobs. He said, none of these people have the power that I have. But you have to trust and you have to believe. You don't have to make an announcement. You know, when you connect with people, you don't have to tell people, yes, put your guests, promote them on your page. Let them call. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. If they are real sheep, and if they're someone you're supposed to be connected with, they're not going to entertain it. But if they're not, let them go. You don't have to be a part of it. You don't have to live your life being paranoid. Employers, let them call. My sheep hear my voice. A stranger will they not entertain. If they entertain that, you're not supposed to be there anyways. And thank God I'm where I'm at. Right? God says if they entertain evil, you don't need them anyways. So why do you have to announce to people? God just brought me, I'm serious, prophetic. Why? Why do you have to announce to people that Brian Burns or somebody's going to call? Let him call. We already know who he is. We already know what he stands for. We already know about his life. Let him call. Let Ernest call. Let Bernice call. Let them laugh. They're of iniquity. Their lives are very fragile. They can't even save themselves. They can't save their children. They can't save their careers. They can't save their finances. Let them pay. Why are you announcing? Why are you broadcasting and promoting iniquity? There's somebody who's going to call. Let them. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger would not take. Same thing with youth. Why are you worried about people not being your friends? Either they're going to be your friend or not. If they don't want to be your friend, keep moving. There's hundreds of people who would love to be your friends. Seriously. Stop dwelling on workers of iniquity, of evildoers. Let them do. There's only, God says that the work is plentiful, but the laborers are few, meaning there are few people who are willing to live for God. The rest of the people could care less about God. They don't care about doing right. They don't care what they do. If you want to see workers of iniquity, that will be Dr. Shields group. That's a good example. Calling people letters, you name it. You have to be better than that. And just like these senseless, you know, killings and things of that nature, it's because people are putting too many emphasis on workers of iniquity. Somebody don't like you, so what? They're not the only person in this world. You know? So what? Move on. You know, these people right here, they will never be in my circle. Never. Never. You know? They won't. They just won't. Workers of iniquity. They think it's funny. You know? Block. How you gonna block something and you can't even save your own self? It don't make sense. God says, I open the door, I close the door, I give life, I give death, I give money, I provide poverty, I give happiness, I give sadness. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh within the morning. Who gives joy? God. There are some things in life that's going to make you sad, make you cry. Don't let it be workers of iniquity. There are plenty of other stuff to cry about, such as when you can't eat any more chocolate, when you are looking for your favorite book and you can't find it. I mean, if you want to cry, cry about that. But over people, you know, if you're in a relationship and all it is filled with arguments and just you're miserable and people are in denial, it might not be the right thing for you. It just may not be. But I want to encourage you today, because I was very encouraged when I was in meditation. And God says, you know, you're very intelligent. Seriously, this is a conversation with God. You're very intelligent. And for you to think that Dr. Shields and her group can block what I have for you is an insult to the Father that you serve and you've been serving. This is nothing new. I'm not new to you. You've been serving me for years, all of your life. And to think that these people have control, to think that they'll try to railroad you or think that they'll try to destroy your career, they have to come through me. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And we're talking about God. These people cannot even save themselves. Death, where are you? If death was to come, no one can block it. So why? And this is God. I'm not kidding. Why would you think for 1 minute that you are my child and I would allow evil workers of iniquity to hinder something good that I put in you? Doors are continuously being opened. I've proven to you, this is God, not me, I've proven to you that whatever is in store for you, you're going to get it. So why do you continue to think in your mind that they have that much power and that they are likened unto the things that I can do? And it made me think, they're not. He said, is it because you're on earth and I'm in heaven and you can't see me? He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. No pun intended. Their ignorance says a blind error. She'll never find out. He says, but I'm always looking and I'm always watching. He's covered by people, but you're covered by your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says, people come and go. He says, people live and die. He says, but I've already been there, done that. I rose, the third day. I'm not dead. God says, my life is forever. So who would you rather be covered by? He said, you said that paying multiple people, you're entertaining that foolishness. He says, but when you are covered by me, no one comes but by me. So who would you rather be covered? You would rather be covered by people or God? Jesus Christ. Good answer. when it's time for people to live and die, to be born and die. He said, who do you think is over that? People or me? God, Jesus Christ. Correct. So your career, who do you think is over that? People or me? You. Correct. So why are we entertaining foolishness? Why are we announcing to people and promoting evil workers of iniquity? My sheep, as I said before, hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. Whether he says it's your nephews, whether he says it's your sister, whether he says it's your whoever, he says, if they are workers of iniquity, you don't need to be connected anyways. He says, stay away. He says, that's my way of saying that these people are not for you. If I am for you, I'm more than the world against you. These people worship people, and you can tell that they worship money because they know it's wrong, and they haven't turned from their evil ways, their wicked ways, and they live a very fragile and a very frisky life. That's from the top to the bottom. And if they really were God, if they really had control, they would live forever. I am the only one, Jesus Christ, who can cover and protect you. And I am the only one, Jesus Christ, who lives forever. People have a start date and a finish date. And those same people may be covering you on earth. He says you may go to PD, nothing happens. Workers of iniquity. You may go to the court system, nothing happens. Workers of iniquity. You may go to whomever, workers of iniquity. But when you come to God, it's something about Jesus Christ that really explains his purpose for your life. You spend your time, right, in relationships, and I'm talking to my audience, family here, relationships and with people who don't mean you any good. If you have to announce to people or put people on alert, then you may not need to be connected. You should be able to trust that you have a good connection. When you have a cell phone, right, you have a cell phone, and you plug that cell phone in, right, there is power. He says that's how it is when you seek God rather than things of the earth. He says when you seek God and you put God first in your life, he says there is power from on high. These people are living on the earth standards. I have multiple people, powerful. God says anytime he get ready to take or pluck anyone, he can. He can give power and he can take it. But no one, and I'm going to say it again, doesn't matter if they do it every day, no one can block what God has for you. No one. And to think that anyone can is a fallacy. People wouldn't have infirmities if they could block, you know, could block bills, if they could block any type of deformities at birth, if they could block pain, they would, right? So God is in control. And people will think, right, that they're in control when they're really not. They can't even control themselves. They can't even control who they're with. So how in the world are they able to have power for God? And so whatever God has for you, you're going to receive it, period. That's just how it is. And people of the world, right, they get a thrill out of thinking that people have control when they really don't. Because when God gets ready, God's going to pull the plug. That's just how it is. With foolishness, workers of iniquity, but it's in God's timing. And so you think that you're ahead, and you're really not. You think that you're getting away with stealing or lying or stalking. Like, these people, seriously, they are stalkers. Like, real stalkers. If they was in a, seriously, if we was in another state, I would really press charges on them because they're stalkers. God is in control. And so you have to really think on the great things. And you can't concentrate on workers of iniquity. You can get the word out, you know, because I guarantee you in my lessons and in my workshops, I'm going to use this because it's some good stuff. It's some good stuff because God already spoken. He said they can laugh, they can mock, they can think that they're blocking, they can come down, try to block, whatever they need to do. But at the end of the day, God is in control. And whatever God has for you, you're going to receive it. God says, I'm still opening doors for you. He says, so who's blocking that? Absolutely nobody. These people are workers of iniquity. This man is miserable. God already showed that. Miserable. Very much miserable. You have to pay in order to feel good. All I have to do is pray, and I'm good. That's it. And living a lie. So, thinking that you have to announce to people, because the workers of iniquity, people who are jealous, people who have all types of maybe mental issues or psychological issues or what have you, you don't. You really don't. And so with this, you'll hear me refer to these workers of iniquity. You will hear me refer back to them. But as far as making an announcement about workers of iniquity, God says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. He says, if they're really of God, and if they really have your best interest in mind, he says, they won't entertain it. And the reason why this foolishness is going on is because they're entertaining it. And workers of iniquity entertain foolishness. Superintendent, she'll entertain foolishness all day. She'll entertain foolishness for years because she's a worker of iniquity. It's just being ignorant, that's it. You know, and so you have to really understand those particular things, you know, and so that's the whole gist. Nobody's blocking anything. These people can't even, you know, you have a hard time just trying to take care of yourself. You're going to block someone else, and that's God's take, right? When God get ready to pull the plug, he will. And whatever God has for you, no one can block that. That's just the ignorance of people, and that's just a false belief. Because if so, no one would perish. Everyone would live forever, and that's true. So that's that with reading is fundamental, Brian Burns in the Play Area. Play era, and it's definitely a play era because he knows the truth. And having to pay people, I'm sure, is living a miserable life. But seeking God, you will find greatness. Once again, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this particular ministry. I hope that something was said or done to help you within your walk with God. Remember that God controls life and death. He controls your career. He controls your finances. He controls what happens to you. He controls doors that are open and doors that are closed. There is no man who has power like God, and there is no woman either. And so you have to continue. God says, and my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will I not entertain. If you have to butter up to individuals, or if you have to announce workers of iniquity, then that's probably not a good connection, because my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. And so those who entertain strangers, who make up things and who's in denial, and they really know the truth, then you have to, it's good that you have no connection. And so that's just like a cell phone. You know, you can't use, you have a certain phone. You can't just use any old card. You have to use the correct card. And so that's just like with people. You can't just have any old person in your life. You have to have individuals with meaning, individuals who are not workers of iniquity, and individuals who are doing well. And so that's just part of it. All right? And remember, if you want to be on this national ministry, please be sure to email me at alfredaemonya@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 254-744-1626. Now, remember that we have that conference that's coming up on June 19th from 9 to 12. It's at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, 915 LaFleur Avenue, Waco, Texas. And it's for ages 5 through 18. And I really want you guys to come, because we're going to focus on scholarship, leadership, self-esteem, and community. So we're going to focus on that, and I really want you to understand that, you know, understand your connections. I'm not going to preach to you anything, but I'm going to teach you how to really understand which connections you should value and which connections that you should probably stay away from, okay? So I thank each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.